From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More than 50 people were killed when a Nigerian military jet mistakenly bombed a camp for homeless people Tuesday, aiming for Boko Haram militants. The attack struck RAN, a refugee camp for internally displaced people. The aid group Doctors Without Borders said its members are treating 120 wounded patients at their facility in North Borno State. Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has declared a state of emergency. In a broadcast statement Tuesday, Mr. Jammeh said the state of emergency would last until the nation's Supreme Court decides on his complaint of voting irregularities in last month's election. Mr. Jammeh is refusing to accept the results of the vote, in which he lost to opposition leader Adama Barrow. The Supreme Court has postponed its ruling until May, even though Barrow's inauguration is scheduled for Thursday. The United Nations and several African leaders have asked Mr. Jammeh to step down peacefully. The West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, has placed its military force on standby if Mr. Jammeh does not step down on January 19th. Prime Minister Theresa May has laid out the objectives of what she hopes will be a clean break with the European Union. The hard Brexit, she laid out in a speech Tuesday, will mean that Britain will leave the single EU market and break with the European Court of Justice. It will also control its own borders.
It's only this week, earlier this week, that the IMF confirmed that we were the fastest growing economy last year. And what I'm talking about today is the country coming together and looking for that brighter future as a global Britain.
Ms. May said a final plan for a phased Brexit will be put to a vote in Parliament. This is VOA News.